This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight tests of the Integrated Air Defense Weapon System, IADWS, off the coast of Odisha yesterday. IADWS is a multi-layered air defense system comprising all indigenous quick-reaction surface-to-air missile, advanced very short-range air defense system missiles, and a high-power laser-based directed energy weapon. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO and Indian Armed Forces, the industry, for successful development of integrated air defense weapon system. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement, but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defense Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyatri's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Parasnath Prashant, Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who've been selected for this mission.
भारत की स्पेस जर्नी की ओर देखते हैं तो हम पाते हैं कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
Speaking on the occasion, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who recently made history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station, reflected on his journey. He credited his training in the Indian Air Force for preparing him to face challenges with confidence.
Whatever I've done, whatever I've gone through and whatever I've achieved, I feel that the background that I had or the preparation that I had for years by being in this uniform and by being in the Air Force, that any one of us who's sitting here would have done an equally good job. And that is the confidence I carry with me, whatever life throws at you, the kind of character that Air Force has built up for all the people sitting here.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitthalbhai Patel as India's first speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said that Vitthalbhai Patel laid the foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas.
विवेक विचार और विधान तीन ही चीजों पर विधानसभा का और लोकसभा राज्यसभा का पूरा काम निर्भर है जब ये तीन चीजों का पूरा सम्मान सभापति के द्वारा किया जाता है तब अपनी पार्टी के हित से ऊपर उठकर विधानसभाएं देश का और प्रदेश का विचार करती है लोकसभा देश का विचार करती है दल हित से ऊपर उठकर राष्ट्रहित का विचार ही हम सबको लोकतंत्र की अंतिम गरिमामय ऊंचाई तक पहुंचाने का एकमात्र रास्ता है
On the occasion, the Home Minister released a commemorative stamp honoring Vitthalbhai Patel. Mr. Shah also inaugurated a special exhibition showcasing rare archival records, photographs and documents on India's first elected speaker and the evolution of India's parliamentary institutions. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Ligamamada Rabuka, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. The visiting delegation includes Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Atonio Lala Balavu, and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. In Rajasthan, normal life has been severely disrupted following heavy downpour across several districts over the past 3 days. Dausa recorded extremely heavy rainfall, while Alwar, Jaipur, Sawai Madhopur, Sikar and Tonk witnessed very heavy showers causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.